This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 28, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. A mix of snow and rain today, temperatures in the mid-30s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor at 6:13 p.m. Well, weather is in the news again today. Many local school districts called off school for a snow day today, including Beverly, Danvers, Lynn, Marblehead, Peabody, and Swampscott. School is on in Gloucester. The city of Salem is electing a new mayor in a special election to fill a vacancy left by Kim Driscoll, who recently resigned as she became the state's new lieutenant governor. The city will hold a preliminary election on Tuesday, March 28, so voters can narrow the field down to two candidates for the final election on Tuesday, May 16. Tonight, Salem State will host a forum featuring the five candidates that are on the ballot. MSO's Bill Newell will be interviewing all five candidates prior to the March election. Yesterday, we heard from former Salem Mayor and Salisbury Town Administrator Neil Harrington on his more optimistic look for the Salem schools after his conversation with School Superintendent Dr. Stevens Rickey.
I did have a chance to sit down with him over the Christmas break, and we had a lengthy conversation about his vision and his goals for the Salem Public Schools. And I must say I was very impressed with what he had to say. He was very enthusiastic about the good programs that are in place. He has some very specific things that he would like to implement, and he was very candid, frankly, about some of the areas that need improvement. I like the fact that he was very enthusiastic about moving the entire system toward being more what I would call aspirational, and I could tell that he was very focused on kids' emotional and social needs, particularly in this post-COVID environment. So, I'm pleased he recently signed a five-year extension, and I hope that if I'm elected, I'll be able to work with him and the whole school committee to move the system forward.
That's Salem mayoral candidate Neil Harrington. Today, our website will feature an interview with acting mayor Robert Bob McCarthy. The town of Saugus is moving forward with its fiscal year 2024 budget. The Daily Item is reporting that selectmen have approved a $125 million budget, and it's been sent along to the Finance Committee for further review. Newburyport Mayor Sean Ridden is inviting the community to join him on a demonstration tour of planned new intermunicipal public transportation routes next week. Mayor Ridden will be joined by Amesbury Mayor Cassandra Gove and Salisbury Town Manager Neil Harrington as MEVA, that's the Merrimack Valley Transit. MEVA officials unveil the routes. The tour was originally scheduled for today, but it's been rescheduled due to the weather. The tour will take place on Monday, March 6 now, starting at 2 p.m. at the Costello Transportation Center, 68 Elm Street, Amesbury. After consulting with officials in the three communities, MEVA developed more direct and more timely routes to better meet the needs of residents and visitors. And the Salem News is reporting that a court has ruled a Swampscott man who pleaded guilty to burning down his house in 2016 instead of giving it to his wife in a pending divorce proceeding has been ordered to repay the money to the insurance company that paid out a settlement. The court settlement orders Timothy Bronson to pay the insurance company just over $600,000. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat the Oilers last night 3-1 in Edmonton. They'll play in Calgary tonight. The Celtics lost to the Knicks last night 109-94. The Celtics will host Cleveland tomorrow night. The Red Sox beat the Twins 4-1 yesterday. They'll play at the Marlins tonight. High school tournament sports. A shout out to a local winner last night, the Winthrop boys basketball team. The St. Mary's boys hockey team is ready for the tournament. They have a matchup coming up tomorrow night against Central Catholic, 8 o'clock at the Connery Rink. This is a Division I matchup. Spartans coach Mark Lee on both teams being ready for this tournament game.
I think they'll be tournament ready, and I'm hoping my guys will be too because of the strength of schedule that we have. And we're in a very good league, you know, with the Catholic Central, and then we, you know, take pride in our non-league games, Pope Francis, mm-hmm. Hingham, BC High, you know, so Winchester, we try to give even the non-league games, you know, some tough opponents, to prepare us for the tournament.
St. Mary's hockey coach Mark Lee, St. Mary's is the number 12 seed, Central the number 18 seed. In Division III boys hockey, Linfield coach John Gardner has his team focused on the positive things that they can control for the most part.
Kind of talk about, you know, stuff that we play to our strengths, but a lot of times, you know, you don't want to hit on too much of the what we can't do, or we'll call it like Chernobyl. Like, we got to avoid this like Chernobyl. And have a list of stuff that they just they can't do. And we were winning this year and not, again, learning the hard way, with a loss. So you kind of, but you don't want to shine too much light on it where it's like a kid goes out there and he's just playing not to make mistakes. So it's like a fine line between just playing loose, playing our game, playing to our strengths, and knowing what we have to.
Linfield is the number 2 seed in Division 3 and will be playing Foxborough at Peabody tomorrow night at 8. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I am Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.